stop persistence as our history is real. A strong will can shine like gold.
Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. My name is Wayne Bennett. This is episode 66, and it's May of 2022, and we're continuing our interview and talk with Jerry Rose. Jerry, glad to have you back.
Well, thank you, Wayne. It's good to be here.
Now, you came back from New York City, and what did you get into when you got back to Beckley?
Well, our dancing teacher, Mrs. Beard, was retiring. And she wanted to sell the school. So we did. We bought it, and that was in 1964. And we stayed here and developed what we think is a wonderful place for students in the Beckley area to train.
But now that was about the time the Y took over the Memorial Building.
It did. But so we were, our very first studio was on Earwood Street.
Oh.
That's right across from the Elks Club. It was and it's still there. I walk by it sometimes. It was just a little one room. Then we moved down on South Fayette Street across from what was the Char, which is now JanCare. But it was a building that had formerly been a shoe store, I believe. I'm not sure. We had one big room and we had a basement. And we were there for couple of years or 3 years. Then we moved down on Prince Street, which was beside the old Beckley Greyhound station, Questenberry Bus Lines station. It was beside it, rather. And it was upstairs and it had been Teen Town when I was in high school.
It I remember Teen Town.
Fabulous studio, very good place. And then Gates Engineering took over that building and then we had to move. So we bought a building down near where we are, and that had been Central Printing, and then we found this piece of property where we are now, and we built a building in the 70s, late 1978, and we've been there ever since on Raleigh Avenue.
Now, your daughter Heather, when was she born?
She was born in 1963.
63. Yes. So you're running a school, you've got a new child, and probably tough as far as getting the business built up. I mean,
well, the business was good right from the onset.
Really?
Because it was in progress. We just changed hands from Mrs. Beard to us, and it's grown immensely since then. But it had its challenges because we were dancers, and we had taught in New Jersey as well as dance there. But this was a different ballgame when we had to be in charge. We produced a lot of young dancers at that time who are professional dancers now or even retired. The Frame brothers, Peter and Paul Frame, Doug Calloway, Larna Scott, Tanita Manning Akers. We had so many students that took Beckley to the world from our place there on Prince Street. And
I heard in the early days that when you guys were putting on a show that maybe that comes from the culture, but sometimes you would even go to the cemetery dumps and get flowers.
Well, I'm surprised you know that story. Yeah, it's true, because we like to use everything that we possibly could to save our patrons' money. because it was everything is expensive, and we know that. We wanted to help. So we would go to the cemetery when they would throw plastic flowers away and ribbons, and we would take those and utilize them as costumes, as well as we would go down to George's and the Hub and Vogue. And at those times, I don't know if they still do it, but they had some sort of a slip that came underneath ladies' garments that for some reason the stores always cut them out. We took those, and we also used those in construction of costumes.
And I also heard that Sherry was the ultimate costumer. I mean, did she make all the costumes?
She didn't make all of them, but she did do the ones for the children. We usually use ready-mades, but for our company, and we wanted to have a different look to our dancers, that we could produce some sort of artistic effort in a Beckley, which had not been here before. And we wanted to have something special. She knew what we needed, and she wasn't a trained seamstress at all, but she just taught herself, and she designed things. She's a very creative, artistic person, a published author. She's a painter and a wonderful dancer, a pretty good wife, and she's just an incredible human being. But she did all of that, yes.
Yeah, I heard she was great in watercolors, painting, and also she had a book, Erased.
Erased, that's very
2007.
Yeah, that's right. And she just got a residual check the other day, which was nice, yes. It's wonderful.
I have to look down. I'm sure it's on Amazon.
Yes, on Amazon, and you need to read it because it's an easy read. But I think I'm the star character in it. She says I'm not, but I see me in this guy. But anyway, it's a really good book.
Was there any one show? I know when you took over, you of course had your recitals, and was there any one show that got you over the hump, or the one that stood out early?
Well, the thing that I think that put us artistically into this community was the Nutcracker, which is, you know, a Russian ballet. And we produced it here in West Virginia with, actually, it was a French story, a Russian music with West Virginia dancers. I think it's an incredible production. Ron McCollum lent his expertise. He's gone now as well. But he was such an artistic craftsman, wonderful knowledge of the theater. He knew how to make things work. So a labor of love for both of us. We worked together on that. The first one, I think, well, actually, the first Nutcracker was not with Ron. The first Nutcracker we did was a cooperative venture with a Huntington group. And that was in 1967. Ron and the series that we're working on now, which evolved from this production we did in 1989. Actually, our guest star that year was Peter Frame, who was with the New York City Ballet, and one of our boys. That was kind of an impressive venture. But Nutcracker helped us. We then had a corroborative venture. Ron and I produced Dracula, which we call Vampire the Ballet. And this collaboration, he did the music, compiled the music, and helped with the story. It's a different story, it is called a libretto when you're dealing with opera and ballet. And we still produce that. We did it last October, and probably we'll do, we don't do it every year. Mm-hmm. Nutcracker we do every year, but Dracula we'll probably do again. It was such a huge success, we'll do it again.
Now, the Nutcracker, when you bring in the pros,
yes.
I know like Charleston has a Nutcracker, I think Huntington has one. Is there a union of dancers, or how do you pick them? How do you get those?
Because we have danced in the business, and we know directors, and we know personally people have worked with them over the years. That's how we get ours. This is a very strange situation. This past year we had, because COVID was it was problematic. And we, even the year before, we did a Nutcracker at the Greenbrier. We did not do one in Beckley, but We've been in constant production since 1989. But Skylar Campbell, who is principal dancer of the National Ballet of Canada, and Arena Tanaka, who was principal dancer of the Jordine Ballet of Canada, she was coached by a friend of ours, Svea Ekloff, who was a teacher of my daughter at the North Carolina School of the Arts. You see, this is called networking in our business. And also Svea, who was one of the top ballerinas in the 20th century, honestly. She had been our guest artist twice back in the 70s before Ron took over. So it's through networking that we find ours. Now, some people have to go to that situation. Right now, I'm in negotiations. One of Katia, who is I taught when she was 6 years old, Katia Maya, she then left this country and went to Russia to live. She's back in this country and cannot go back to Russia at this time. So she will probably end up in Beckley next year. So that's how it all comes about. It's just a wonderful family of dancers that we have.
When a student signs up for your, gets involved in your school, I mean, they go through tap dancing, ballet, ballroom dancing. Do you, as young students, you hit them all?
We try to introduce them to stage arts through, we call it a combination program at first, to see what kind of energies they have, what kind of direction they have, whether they should really come to ballet. Ballet is a life-changing athletic pursuit. Still, you can be a dancer and not be a good ballet dancer, but you need the discipline and the change that it makes in the body. So at first they come once a week, and then now we have children that study at our school who come 6 days a week. And they have designs on careers and that sort of thing, but it makes them a good audience member. It makes them a good human being because they learn discipline. They learn to take care of their bodies.
Who's the best tap dancer? Esther or Donald Connor or Gene Kelly?
I loved Gene Kelly more. I think Fred Astaire probably was the better dancer.
I've heard other critics say that.
I think
that.
So too. Gene was a showman. He was very good. But they were both great actors. My idol, Gene Nelson, also was a great tap dancer. And he's in the category with those two guys.
You work when other people recreate, basically. I mean, you have to work in the evenings when kids
right.
are out of school and those kind of things, weekends, nights. And you made a statement one time, David danced before the Ark, people dance at weddings, end of wars. Some cultures dance at funerals. Why not dance? That was kind of the recital theme that you guys had. And a point that you had made in another interview that I hadn't thought about, as opposed to a teacher who has kids for 9 months out of the year and then they move on to another grade, you get kids 4 years old and up to 18.
That's right.
You'll have them for years. And so they're like your kids.
They've become our children. And it is a sad thing when they leave. We love seeing them, and we had one back last night who is a major. She dances now with a ballet company, the Gainesville Ballet in Georgia, and goes to Brunel University, where my daughter Heather also went to Brunel. She was back to visit her folks, and she was in class last night. So we love to see them come back, and we stay in contact with them. It's a family. It's a family affair.
And also a statement you made at one time, you want to make sure that West Virginia children have the same opportunities that children have in metropolitan areas.
You're right.
And you've done a great job
with
that.
We hope so, because we want to spread Beckley all over the world.
Now, your students have received thousands of dollars in scholarships to
That's
additional
right.
training, and they're all over the world. They're in films, television, Broadway, New York City Ballet. I mean, they're everywhere. I know that it's got to be proud.
I am proud. It's like everybody's proud of their children. And you like to talk about them. I love to talk about what these people do and how they've done. And it's wonderful to know that their lives were changed by what they did coming to our school and taking that goodness and spreading it all over the world.
And you mentioned Russia. Tell us about the trip to Russia that you took with students.
Well, I've done three tours to Russia myself. And the last tour, I did take a group of our dancers and we performed in public schools in the Moscow region. We're so well received and so loved, so wonderful. And we felt like rock stars when we were on our bus and they're following our bus and yelling at us and waving at us. And my students loved it. It gives me chills to think about that. And it was a meshing of cultures. I love Russia very much, and I'm so sorry that what is happening in the world today, it makes me very sad because we still have many great friends there and who are artists, and it's a wonderful place for artists. You are treated very royally if you are an artist of any kind.
Well, you and Sherry have been in multitudes of different programs or shows like Godspell, Damn Yankees, Wizard of Oz, and she's quite the talent. We mentioned painting and a writer. Well, you were actually in Dirty Dancing.
I was.
What, 87 was the when it came out. How did you get in there? You would have been in your 40s at that time.
I was in my 40s, and I was working. I had come home from a tour. I toured for 25 years with Dance Caravan, which is a dance company that goes all over the United States. So a friend of mine told me there were auditions for this show that was going to be filmed in Mountain Lake in Virginia. So I went. I enjoyed very much doing that show. It was a great experience, and I loved working with Patrick Swayze. His sister and toured with me. She was probably the finest dancer I ever worked with personally.
Really?
She was amazing. She loved Patrick very much, and he was Buddy in the family. They're called Buddy. And they both were trained by their mother, Patsy, who was a ballet teacher in Houston. There we go again, networking, you see.
Uh-huh.
And I love seeing the show. I was a little disappointed because only really, really one good scene, and that's the Marjorie's Waltz scene. I'm in that with Jerry Orbach and Patrick and his partner in the gazebo. It's a great scene for me. And the director said, this will be good for you, Jerry. And it was. But other scenes I'm not real happy with. But that was great. It was great to do that.
Were you in the last scene, too?
I was not.
You weren't? No. I didn't know whether you were or not. Now, of course, you found time to, you were one of the creators of the West Virginia Ballet Festival, I guess. And besides being the artistic side, you've got to be a heck of a businessman. I mean, geez, the contracts, the paying people, you got to pay the bills. I mean, the programs, I mean, setting up. It just seems overwhelming.
It is overwhelming, but I am not a good businessman. I really am not. Because good businessman, I think, sees the end to make sure that everything is going to get paid for. My objective is to make sure that everything looks wonderful. It doesn't matter how much it costs. If I have to do without something, I will do what it takes to make the show or the project look the best.
Now, how did COVID affect you? Was it as negative as I would think?
It was not, in a way. There are some strange personal ways that it helped me a lot, or that was enjoyable. First of all, as I said, that I had toured for 25 years. I had been gone from my family at least 2 months out of the year all that time. And I'm always busy and I'm always teaching. And for one solid month, Governor Justice gave Sherry and me the chance to be together every minute for a month. We ate in the dining room. We listened to music and had wine and played with our dog, Cleveland. He's gone now, too. Makes me sad. It was wonderful. And so it was like we were just on a desert island somewhere, and we were getting to be together again.
Well, we spent a lot. Our grandchildren were out of school, and of course, their parents had to work, and so we got to spend a lot of time with the grandchildren. We worked more. I never worked a jigsaw puzzle in my life until then, and I think we got pretty good at it. We have a small farm over in Fayette County, and we spent a lot of time on the farm with the kids, that's the one thing that we really enjoyed. I know that you had on your website, your instructors would give workouts for your dancers to continue.
That's right.
Exercises.
Yes, they had contact with the students, and every day they had an online class that they could continue to work out, because it's very important to stay in shape as dancers, and that was very important.
Well, the people in Beckley have surely are in love with you guys, and you guys have been recognized quite a bit. In 2013, you were the recipients of the Spirit of Beckley Award. There were literally hundreds of people that turned out for that dinner, and some luminaries, politicians, and so the city certainly appreciates you. That had to have been a special.
Do you know, it really was. It was extraordinarily rewarding to be considered for that, and I appreciate whomever the powers that be decided to do that for us. It was something we shall never forget, and it's a warm and wonderful time.
What's next for Jerry Rose? What's on your bucket list?
Do you know, I'm not sure, other than this summer, we're bringing in some wonderful people. We call it the boot camp. And we bring in some really great professional dancers to work with kids. And the last time we did this, we had students come from 9 states to Beckley to train. It's just for an intensive weekend. That's in our plans.
You had a quote. You said that with your board of directors, that you share a mutual love for the art and for your students in bringing something greater than yourself to the public. What a testimony.
Oh.
You've done that. Well done, John.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Rose, it's been great talking with you, and I'd love to get you back again sometime. Our door is always open.
Well, I appreciate that, Wayne. And it's just great to be here with you.
And anyone else out there, if you'd like to be on our show, you can contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com, and we'd love to have you. And until then, remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. And God bless you.